Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Some secrets are kept in the basement, others in the morgue. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring defense attorney and host of the podcast, Defense Diaries, Bob Mata.
And in terms of the 3 days of hearings that were held in July and early August, wherein that was litigated, whether or not they were going to be allowed to bring third-party culprits in at trial. And, you know, they went to great lengths, they being the defense, talking about Kagan Klein and his father, Tony. They put on witnesses talking about, you know, this kind of confession that Kagan Klein had made, that him and his father had driven out to the, you know, the bridge that day or the trails and had driven and used that private access road. And they were in this red Jeep. And that his dad got out of the car and was out of the car for an hour, and his dad came back bloody, and that they left, and that while they were crossing the Wabash River, they threw a knife and a gun out, or a knife and a phone out. I mean, it was like, it was insane. And, you know, and they went to like great lengths to get into that. We obviously know about the Odin angle, and they only mentioned Ron Logan, which, like, in retrospect, surprised me in light of what we've just seen from being contained in this motion, that they didn't make that more of a focal point. You know, it's like, blame the dead guy. Like, it seems like a no-brainer. And, you know, I mean, when you kind of dig into to Ron Logan, we know that he lied about where he was at a certain time, and that how he got to this fish store, which he did go to. He went to that fish store, you know, and if you ask anybody from the law enforcement, they're going to say, well, he lied about it because he wasn't supposed to be driving as part of his probation. So he just lied about how he got there, you know, and it's like, did he go there to create an alibi? You know, I mean, it's like, it's not that easily explained away. I don't know.
A question I have is, did the killer intend to leave the bodies there? Or did he get spooked? Like, did somebody come down the trail? Did something happen? And it was like, you got no choice. You just got out of there. I wonder about that a little bit. It, like, was it a quick, because, you know, the whole Odinist thing, there's sticks on there. Like, was it like, oh shit, I hear somebody coming. Let me throw a bunch of brush over here and hope it blends in and nobody sees and they take off. That is something I kind of wonder about.
I mean, if you...
And if you go to locality, it's Ron Logan's property, and he had other intentions with the bodies, I don't know.
Look, man, like this case is forever going to drive me insane because there's, like you said, there's just so many tentacles. There's so many twists and turns. There's so many things that don't make sense. Where is all of Abby's blood? Like, there, I'm telling you, Tony, there's like a large pool that was found about 12 feet away from where Libby's final resting place was by the large tree. And there's a large pool which tested as Libby's blood. And there's just not the amount of blood around Abby that could ever be described as being the amount that she would have bled out if that had been the spot where she was attacked. It does, like, in her hands, Abby's hands were clean.
Yeah.
Like, so if you get your natural instinct, if you get your throat cut, like with any wound, anywhere you get a cut, you're gonna cover it, especially at your neck. And like, her hands are pristine. Like, no blood there, no blood on her torso. Like, her entire body is clean.
It's like she's been washed or something.
It's like she was washed, or it happened in the river. I don't know, but the one thing I know is that it was made such a big deal to hide the crime scene photos, which I get the sensitivity to the family. Like, you, like, I obviously, these should not be out for the public to see and to have on the internet and be posting. But in terms of looking at them critically and trying to determine whether or not those sticks had some kind of significance, those were not sticks that were just tossed upon somebody.
Yeah.
They were placed there. The bodies were placed in these positions.
I've never seen the photos. I don't think I want to.
I mean, I had not seen them until trial, and they were hard to look at.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot from like a distance, which, you know, you can't really see the brutality as much, which are the ones I was far more interested in, because I wanted to see, are these just sticks? Like, somebody just tossing some sticks and they're trying to cover the bodies, or do they seem to have been placed in, you know, I stepped away from it. I'm like, those weren't just sticks being tossed on the girls. Like, Libby had this long limb. It's not even a stick. It's like a tree limb, like running parallel to her body, that's placed like in the crook of her arm. It's just like, man,
I got two questions about it. Have they ever taken cadaver dogs around that area?
I would assume so, but I don't know.
I mean,
like, are you talking about Ron's property?
In that general vicinity, yes.
I don't know. I doubt it. I mean,
I would really wonder. I would wonder what might be buried. Maybe nothing at all.
Maybe something.
Maybe something. What I'm wondering about is, because people tend to not have a propensity to like be one and done with this sort of shit. It's, you know, they're kind of hiding and they get away with it for quite a while until they don't. I'm wondering, I mean, have there been thoughts in looking into other things, other children missing over the years, maybe even way, way back, that, you know, Ron Logan was an older guy, that would have, you know, been unsolved. I mean, anywhere where he may have been, or in that, he's been there for 50 some years. So I don't know, just looking and seeing, you know, did they ever find this? You know, I don't know. Just because what I'm looking at there is more the character of the guy. You know, what we understand from the ex, you know, he's high strung and he's nuts, and an abuser, and very much out for himself. But So you have that kind of, you know, track record of life. It'd be a real weird deviation if all of a sudden you just went and killed, and there was sexual stuff on there, wasn't there too?
Well, you mean in terms of the girls?
Yeah.
No, not really.
Well,
not that they could say
definitively. No, I mean, okay. So anyway, it wouldn't, you know, be very surprising, you know, to be going down that road. I don't know. I would just think you take a look at his history. You take a look at the location to the property. I wonder. I'm not accusing. I'm just saying I wonder. I don't know. He's dead. But why not sniff around a little bit and see what you dig up, if you dig up anything?
I agree. And I don't think that you can. I mean, look.
Because if you could tie him to an older one, it would show a pattern.
Exactly. And you know, and in proximity to that bridge, you know, but it's such a small town.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the ability to pick young kids off of that bridge, but like, you know that it's not anybody local because you haven't heard about anybody local going missing or being found killed.
Yeah.
You know, being on that bridge.
I'm not even saying it would have happened on the bridge, but just in town.
Oh, like, I get it. Just, I get it. Yeah. But I'm like, I mean, his proximity to it
makes
like,
it easy.
Yeah. Like the, it does. And like the counter to it is, you know, you don't shit where you eat. You know, the fact that the bodies are found on his property, you know, it's either Ron Logan didn't do it or Ron Logan trying to be really, really crafty and saying, well, you know, look, man, you know, putting him out there, knowing that the searchers were out there all night, puts him out there so that they get found. I mean, like,
yeah, I don't know. I mean, you're right. I mean, there, just anything is possible. And why not just go take a look? Cause because as far as we know, Ron Logan did nothing, cause he's never been charged with anything like that. So he has no documented history there, but that's not to say we couldn't find a documented history in his backyard.
All I'm saying about Ron Logan is, in my estimation, he's never been actually cleared.
No. Yeah, I agree. And it's like, why not take a look? Just, there's nothing, but why not look? Here's the other weird one that could be a theory on this. Probably fairly far-fetched, but it came to me while we were talking about all this, is somebody, say maybe Ron Logan, really doesn't like people on that trail in their backyard all the time. And they're, I don't know. I mean, Ron Logan seems like kind of, again, a high string guy who doesn't, you know, likes things a certain way. And if you put a tragedy out on that trail one day, you're, you know, not a lot of people are going to hike it anymore. I mean, well, it could be something as stupid as that.
They're certainly not going to trespass on your property, which I think if you look at the interviews of him, like, I think on the Down the Hill thing that Barb McDonald did, like, she asks him, or it was an interview with the news, like a news station.
Yeah.
And they asked him the question, or like, are people always coming and trespassing on your land down here? He's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All the time. So, I mean, it kind of feeds into that concept. Yeah.
I mean, like, that'd be quite a move. Like, you're going to go and kill. But again, it also kind of plays into the randomness of it, too, where, you know, was it just, you know, he like thought, you know, fuck it. And he's, because apparently he was a, you know, a big abuser of at least alcohol. You know, was he drunk as fuck some night and angry at the trespassers? And he goes down there and he sees these two girls and, you know, goes fucking nuts and does something. Mm-hmm. And then, oh shit. And then in his drunkenness places sticks and shit on them and then gets out of there. Yeah. I don't know.
We don't know.
No.
Like, did Ron Logan like to go up and cross over the bridge? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Is that something he did? I mean, maybe. I have no idea.
I don't know. I mean? There's just it's so like, many. The fact he confessed to it allegedly in jail, I think it opens up our world to all these questions of different motives and different things. And
what does this Reese guy have to gain by making this shit up?
Exactly. Like, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like he's saying, I don't want anything in return. Mm-hmm. So I'm saying that carries weight.
Yeah.
Like I'm not looking for you to shave some time off my sentence here. I'm not looking for shit.
No,
I just want justice for the girls. And that's what this guy told me. Like what, like why would he lie about it? What does he have to gain? Yeah. And if it's true, like why is Ron Logan confessing to something he didn't do at all? You know what I mean?
Yes, like, all to begin with, especially when he's now stone cold sober. Because even in the piece was on Banfield the other night, talks about, you know, would he confess or why would he have confessed while he was in jail? Let's take a quick look at that.
I think, you know, once you're off of alcohol, you know, you dry out a little bit, you know, you can get a guilty, you know. He needed somebody to talk to. I think probably even broke from that, you know. And maybe he trusted that guy. You know, he wasn't going to be out of prison for quite a while. So, you know, I mean, what did he have to lose? You know,
the audio was bad on Banfield's end with their Zoom connection, but that's how she sees it.
Yeah, I mean, it's like.
I think this could be a lot simpler than everyone thinks.
Me too.
And maybe, I mean, no. Those two, I mean, they are semi-plausible. I mean, if you just look at the behaviors of the people, does it match up to what one would be capable of doing? And it does.
Who knows? And I cannot look at a picture of Ron Logan and not say that that guy doesn't look like that dude on that bridge.
Yes.
I mean, he like... all the way around, man.
Sitting there, I've watched so much video of him today, working on this other piece on this, and I'd never done that before, and then watched Bridge Guy right after, and I was like, holy shit, that's him. I mean, there's a gait to the walk.
The
and
gait.
He's got the weird little...
Like Ron Logan owned one of those little like waist pouches, man, that you can see this guy wearing.
Yeah.
Like dude...
It's
like that blue jacket he was wearing in that
I know
interview like, you just showed looked like the fucking jacket the guy's like dude, I don't know.
It's like this is all in front of us. Like how is nobody going at this and saying, look, it's like bouncing off people, or I don't get this.
I don't get it either. Well, again, like, all I know is that this fucking trial was a sham.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand it, man. It's
I don't think anyone ever will.
It's like the more that comes out, it's like the more upset people around this country should be, because that is just not how we can operate, man.
No.
We cannot be railroading people. And I can't, like, because of the things they did and we're continuing to find out that they've done, you just can't trust it.
No. No, you can't. It's disturbing. I'm sure this will be the first of many conversations as the appeals process begins.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Let's be honest. Nothing kills the thrill of a good murder mystery like a commercial for laundry detergent. It's like someone slapping a closed sign on your favorite dive bar. But you're not here for that, are you? You're here for the good stuff. So ditch the ads and upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get your crime straight. No chaser. Commercial free with extended interviews and early access. It's like getting the bartender's special when the bar's already closed. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and drink it all in.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal.
all that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9/1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then add the final touch with two for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, more terms and restrictions apply. See lowes.com/rebates for details.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets, with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.